Support comes from Orthopedic and Spine Center. Their open MRI can alleviate much of the claustrophobia many people experience with closed bore machines. Appointments at 757-223-9811.
It used to be an artist's personal life was separate from the music they played, but no more. Arcade Fire's new album, Pink Elephant, is their first release since a 2022 sex scandal involving frontman Wynn Butler. The new album plays out as a concept album about how Butler and his wife, bandmate Regine Chassaigne, are dealing with the fallout. The title of the album refers to a paradox that occurs when one tries so hard to quash a thought that it's literally the only thing they can think of. While the band is trying to overcome public opinion about the scandal, the songs all seem to come back to the topic.
Families faking on the TV, living the spectrum that we can't see, crying tears that don't believe. Get your mind off of me. Take your mind off me a little while. In the darkest place I saw you smile. And the way it all changes makes me wanna cry. But take your mind.
The second half of the album is full of songs about forgiveness and a return to good graces. While Butler has denied the charges against him, these songs recognize his bad behavior and apologize for it. Pink Elephant is Arcade Fire's seventh album and a fascinating examination of the problems they're going through that have so obviously not been resolved. It's a real-time relationship counseling session, not a breakup record, but one that strives to avoid what may seem like an inevitable split.
It's probably good.
Arcade Fire's Pink Elephant. It's the album of the week on Out of the Box. Listen for it Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5, and on demand at whrv.org/out of the box. I'm Paul Shagrew. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Orthopedic and Spine Center, treating joint and back pain and sports-related injuries without the need of a referral from your general practitioner. Appointments at 757-223-9811.